Welcome to the show. This is 5926 Central with none other than Queenie and Shazam. What's going on, sis?
Nothing. We are moving.
Oh, my God.
We are moving.
Is it into the big house? Yep.
It's into the big house.
As long as you send me a picture of the house, I want to see. What's going on? What's been up?
Do
I mean, it's been a minute. I didn't do Valentine's. I said, no, we got to. This is for the lover in you. That was for February. Valentine's
uh-huh.
Day. So, catch me up. Bring me up to speed. What's going down?
Oh, just moving. Packing. I pretty much packed almost everything. But right now I'm actually unpacking while we speak. Right now.
Now,
at this moment.
I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I didn't know. But... Praise God, miracles and blessings and all that good stuff.
You are definitely correct. It's both. Both.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's talk about the business. What's going on with the business? I got my shirt. You understand me?
Well.
I got it hanging in my shop.
Actually,
I guess I should.
Actually, we haven't been doing a whole lot right now because we have all of this going on.
Uh-huh.
But we're getting everything lined up for spring and summer. So be on the lookout for some new additions to the website as well as Etsy.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm excited about
it.
I want to take a moment to talk about my niece. My niece has inspired me to try to make a candle, right? Listen. So anyway, my first candle. This is dedicated to my niece Renee. My first candle was butterscotch. Oh my God. No. Let me take it back. That was my second candle. My first candle was sandalwood.
Oh, I love sandalwood. I like those earthy fragrances.
Girl, I love it. I was like, oh, this is so nice. So, made the candle, turned out nice, and so I decided I was going to try some other candles. So I made a butterscotch candle, and it smelled so good. And I dedicate my business to my niece, because my niece is also chatting with the candle maker. And I'm just excited. I'm so excited. But anyway, I've been making reels with my jacket. My jacket is so fly. Oh, my God, they're so fly. And so they're on Etsy. I got plenty of stuff on Etsy, y'all. Fly stuff on Etsy. I'm working with a... local rapper for him to be a brand ambassador for my business. So hopefully that works out. I've also, I've been doing a lot on. Also, we have started our homeless mission, where we go out, feed the homeless a hot meal, and give out care packages. And we got a big donation for our care packages last week. We got teddy bears. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with teddy bears, but then we got a big donation of toothpaste and soaps and, you know, little stuff like
toiletries,
small packages, to give to the homeless. So we'll be back out there on the second Saturday in March. So it's a lot. It is a lot. Then at the ranch, which you yet have to come out here and see, at the ranch, we're starting our support group for people who are HIV positive. So it's going good. It's an awesome situation that's happening.
Well, it's good.
It's a lot.
doing good in the community. Well, okay, when have you ever not done a lot? Mm-hmm. Okay, exactly. Exactly.
But I'm waiting on you to come out here, Professor. I have a lady I want you to meet, and then uh-huh. we gotta tour this property. Because he just on the property, he just put a deck with a pool and a stage on it, girl.
Mm-hmm.
It is bad.
Okay.
Wrong, so it's a lot of things we can do. But anyway,
yeah.
Moving on. I'll wait. I know you know, moving is such a headache and such a, the last time I moved, I said, God, in the name of Jesus, help me, Father God. Can I just go to sleep, wake up, and it's done? Please, God. It didn't work out that way. But,
well, it was a good try, though.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of like when you ride to Atlanta when you was a kid. When I was a kid riding to Atlanta, I'd go to sleep, wake up, and I'd be there. But
uh-huh.
as I got older.
Until you had to drive.
Right. So I was like, nah, I plan to go to sleep. No, you driving. What? But I haven't been getting any sleep because my pit bulls had puppies, right? And so every 2 hours, the first night, I was checking on them,
yeah.
You know, trying to make sure they live. I lost one of them, and I cried. I lost one of them. But the other eight pit bulls are beautiful and fat. So I'm
uh-huh.
okay now. So I'm keeping, I got two white ones, two black ones, and four blues with a grayish blue coat.
Uh-huh.
But my white ones have pink ears, pink nose, and spots. They are so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Anyway, let's get a topic. Okay, so on my earlier show, I had this topic. If you find out something about a person that you are dating or in a relationship with, you find out something about their past, should it be a problem? Should you hold it against them? Is it any of your business? What you think about it?
I mean, I guess it depends. It depends on if it affects anything that y'all have going at the moment. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody has a past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody's perfect. So
that's true.
But if it's something, now if it's something serious and, you know, you on
mm-hmm.
parole or something and you ain't tell nobody, now that's something that needs to be
good. I need to see that ankle brace. But I said, this is my thing. If the person is, say, for instance, on, you know, a former drug addict. I'm not going to say crackhead, but a former drug addict. I need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I need to know stuff like that. You know.
If once
it,
an
you
addict,
know,
always an addict.
Exactly. But the guys from the other show was like, no, that is not important because it's going to, you always think they're
doing
something.
It is kind of important.
No.
No. But I need to know if you're agitated for some reason, like it's because you're having the cravings for something and then you need to go to AA. So let's do this together.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily. What you doing? Why you acting funny? What you been doing? Where you been? You know, all of that. That ain't. But then when one person in the family is addicted, the whole family is addicted.
Exactly.
So.
Oh my God. That's why I try to explain to people. They say, no, it's not the family issue. It's the person issue, but it's not. It really is not, because when this person start binge or this person start having withdrawals or start craving, start doing a little weird stuff, getting attitude, you need to know where that stems from so you know how to handle that, you know.
Right.
So that's now one of the guys brought up, I brought up this person used to be a stripper, right? They said that's not important. And then the dude was like, well, if you out and that person called you, hey, chocolate or chocolate something, you need to know what's going on, don't you? I was like, yeah, serious business. I think it's important to be honest with people.
Yeah.
You know, from the get-go.
Yeah.
So they know how to handle this situation. If you people catch you by surprise, I'm going to tell you where it stemmed from. Let me just tell you where that question stemmed from. I'm watching this series called Sweet Magnolia, right? And
I haven't started watching this part yet, but I watched it until the current release.
Oh,
no,
I can't.
You cannot.
We'll move on. Let's move on.
Just keep it pushing.
Let's see what else we could talk about. That just threw my whole little talk about topic off.
No, go ahead. Let's talk about it. I'm going to watch it anyway. It's not going to miss anything.
Okay, let's talk about the first season. No, we'll talk about the first season if I can remember what happened the first season.
Okay. Well, see, when you start talking about it, then I'll remember.
First season, the husband got the nurse pregnant. And going through a divorce, and she started talking to the coach, and all of that. Yeah, Heather Hatley. Let me tell y'all something. Heather Hatley is in this show, right?
Heather Hatley.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
And I was like, she is an actor, like for real. You know how some people are singers, and then they start acting. You be like, you need to stick
with the singing.
You need to just, yeah.
But no, Heather Headley is a great actress.
Oh, she is. Oh, my God. I binged on it for, let's see, a couple of days because I had a lot of stuff to do. So I was binging back and forth. But I love the show. I got immediately addicted to it. The children are somewhat spoiled and get on my nerves on the show, but it's okay. What else? Wait, in the season, did Heather Hatley, she was with the white guy, wasn't she?
I honestly can't remember.
When did you watch?
Because it took them a while before they released this, so it's been like, over a year?
What? You had already been watching it? Girl, I just binged this thing this past week.
Yeah.
Oh my
see,
God.
What you talking about, I saw like a year ago. So, you know, my mind ain't all lit up.
Oh my God. You're out of there. I got to wait till you watch the new season. Just tell me when you finish the new season. Then we're going to dive into Steel Magnolia. I was mad at Mo because Mo was like, have you seen Steel Magnolia? I was like, yeah, I've seen it. No, she's talking about the series. I said, the series? Okay. So it was like 2 days I was searching for Steel Magnolias with Heather Hatley, right? And then she come over one day and told my mama, have you started watching it yet? I was like, why you got to ask it with me? Because I want to talk about it, but you got to watch it first. I say, I looked up Steel Magnolia. No, mama, it's Sweet Magnolia. My bad. Are you serious? Earl, so now I gotta wait for you to watch this new season. Then we can dive into it and really get into what's going down with it. Because I got some questions. I need to discuss some things that went down. I really, really do. Then I'm waiting for Yellowstone to come back on.
Man, now Yellowstone is my stuff.
Did you watch the last season?
Yellowstone is my stuff. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my
yes, ma'am.
God.
And I keep watching it. That's the
oh, my
show
God.
That
that's
just
off the chain. I don't care what
that
nobody says. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my God. In that last season, baby, I knew she was going to make him kill his daddy. Her girl, I knew it. I couldn't understand why this young man is so crazy. But, yeah, I knew.
Yeah, he had to handle up on that.
What's his name? Casey, sleeping with the wolves. Sleeping with the wolves, man. He is my favorite, though.
Casey had to get his spiritual stuff together. Now, no, my favorite?
Wait. Okay, you're right, Rip.
Their relationship is like they know who each other is and what they're made of,
mm-hmm.
and they love each other in spite of.
Yes. Well, I'm telling you, I'm waiting for the new season to come out.
But I'm telling you, at the end of the previous season, the last season where they bombed up everything.
Uh-huh.
When Beth came out of there skin off her back and just wanted a cigarette,
I was like,
that shit right there.
Yeah. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah, that chick right there. Off the chain. That's who I
want to
be like when I grow up.
Yeah, best something else.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
T-shirts.
Yeah, but waiting on next season. I'm trying to think of what other movie I've watched. Oh, let me tell you something. And I don't know if you watched it yet, but I've been saying this to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I get a chance to say it to The Matrix.
Uh huh.
The new one? The new.
Okay, I was just like, I never was into The Matrix. I never got into The Matrix.
Let me tell you
never.
Why I was trash. Because after Keanu Reeves played John Wick, he had no business showing up in another Matrix. All I'm saying, and I don't know if people just had extra money to spend, but
mm-hmm.
I think they just said, listen, I got this extra money. Why don't we just throw something together? And put Matrix on it because it was trash.
Mm-hmm.
When I say trash, I'm talking about trash. Neo was slow, and I understand the whole look.
Neo,
but he was like, "Yeah, Neo, John Wick.
Oh, okay.
John Wick is a masterful assassin, and
mm-hmm.
y'all made him old and slow. I can't. I'm through." I'm through. And then me and Darian met in the middle. I said, listen, Matrix is trash. He says, exactly. Right then, I knew. But then, I can't get with it. I don't understand. I promise you they wasted money. Why would you do that? And then it's a new John Wick coming out, I think it's another one on the horizon. And I'm waiting for it. All John Wick does is kill people. Period.
Yep, and he's really good at it.
And the thing is, it starts from the beginning of the movie. I hate action movies. It takes them a long time to build up to the person about to kill somebody. No, I need them to start from the beginning. Then if you want to flashback, I'm with it. Flashback.
Mm-hmm.
But that was too much. What about Bel Air?
I have not watched Bel-Air yet, but my husband has started, and I am very interested. I just don't take the time to sit down, and I haven't done that yet.
Yeah,
that's going to be one of the ones I'm not going to watch till the season is over, and then I'll binge. But from the little bit that I've seen, everybody's off the chain. It's like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Times 100.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Okay. So I gotta wait on you for that one. I'll wait. I ain't gonna say nothing.
You waiting on me for everything because I just.
I will wait, because it's better after you watch it and you be like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, girl, that was, oh, my God. So I got to wait.
Yeah, I just haven't taken the time to sit down. And now my girls have started watching it. Roy got them started on it.
Mhm. Okay.
But I haven't yet.
Okay. Well, I can wait. We'll
I'm
do
just
a little
behind
review.
On everything.
But that's all right. You're moving.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
Okay,
when
so
I had to move, baby, I went up on nothing. Yeah, that's your homework. I'm not going to pile too
that's
much on
homework.
You. Let me look at my Gospel Soul magazine website. See how I plug that in there? My Gospel Soul magazine website. Let me open it, the website up, because it's a lot of reviews and stuff you got to see so we could talk about it. My goodness.
Okay.
Let me see. So, because I do a popcorn bucket review. Is it 3 popcorn buckets, 4 popcorn buckets? What is it? So let me go to my little blog and let's see what we got going on. Because it's the movies I done watch, girl. I'm telling you, every Friday is movie night, so I have to rate a movie. And then I ain't going to lie to you. Some of these movies that James be picking, I just go ahead and go to sleep. I just said, no, if I know that's not going
really?
Not going to go anywhere with that. Yes, that's not going to make it. We're not going to make it with that. Okay. Oh, I Kind of People. I know you saw the end of that, didn't you? Zan?
I apologize.
Hello? Oh,
I'm here. Can you
hear me? I Kind of People. Yeah. I Kind of People.
I've heard of that.
Oh my god. Wait a minute. Okay, hold on, let me find something.
I've heard of it. I know my children are listening, and I think they have watched quite a few of the ones that you have mentioned. So I need one of y'all to chime in. Y'all gotta help me out.
Okay. Hold on, let
somebody
me see if I
chime in.
If they don't chime in, let's see.
Okay,
all,
the oldest
all,
one?
Somebody.
One of the youngest? Somebody
pushed
one.
Somebody pressed one. And let's get on this our kind of people. Let's talk about it. It does. I need you to help your mama out right quick, just real quick, because she's going to be caught up. She's going to get us some popcorn, and she's going to sit on the couch, and she's going to catch up. Let me see what else. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's see.
See what else we watched. Single Black Female. Did you watch that?
No.
Did you watch J-Lo new movie? Marry Me.
No. I haven't watched it yet. No.
Have you watched
I'm telling
Power?
You, I don't. Power, no. That's one of Roy's movies, but no, I have not.
What about Mahalia?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
I don't have time.
And
I'm working,
and
then when I'm off work, I'm working.
I understand that, too. I really, really do. I really, really do. But I ain't gonna lie to you. If I don't make a break for myself, girl, please. Oh, Angrily Ever After. Have you seen that movie?
No.
Okay, that's why I'm gonna find one. Hold on. Ray Donovan.
Okay. No.
Okay. All right. Let's keep it moving. Error. That's right, I'm going to find one, girl. Nobody raised their hand yet, so let me see. I just raised their hand. Let's see what we got. Oh, did you see the new Ghostbusters?
No, but I know someone who did see it, and they said it was trash.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So what? I probably won't be seeing it.
Okay, all righty. Let's see what else we can find. The 4400, which I need to get back in there and see what's going down with that. Because that was pretty good.
The 4400?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay. That's all I have for now.
Well, that's everything.
So, so we're gonna keep up with that. And then once you tell me which one you want, you're going to get into it.
Oh,
all
Lord.
Right. So, y'all, y'all, we're going to take a break to come back and see what we can play. And when we come back, I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk because that's what we do. All right, well, I talk a lot. Please pray about it.
All right.
Just please pray. I talk a lot. We'll be right back.
In the sea, I'm a Now they're all sidelined, waiting to see. Hey.
Welcome back, welcome back. That was Billy Cook. Oh, Desperado. He's a desperado. Okay. Love that song. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it. Make sure you share the show. We're also on Facebook. We have page 219 to talk. Feel free to post a comment. If that comment is not decent, I will read it. I'm just saying. But feel free to share how you feel. Share what's going on in your life. Say hello. You know, holler at us. You know, drop some topics you would love to hear us talk about. And guess what? We'll jump into it. All right. So,
provided I've seen the movie.
look. Drop the movie, and we'll watch it. You know, but we ain't gonna watch it right now.
At least one of us.
Yeah, at least one of us will watch it and just rip it to shreds. I'm telling you right now, if it's trash, I'm going to tell you that it's trash. I'm just not a fan. You know, people just have money to throw around, so they just make all kinds of stuff that makes no sense at all. So we're just going to review it, tell you. It's the way it is. Now, I did see the movie Encanto. Encanto. I love that movie, y'all. For real, for real. Listen, I cried, I laughed, all that good stuff. All the emotions was in it. I got to do a review for it on my site, but I'm telling you right now, that's that movie there. Okay, Zam, have you seen Encanto?
I have.
It's okay.
So yes, I have seen that.
All right. So.
Now we're cooking
right.
With this.
What you think of it?
I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah. That's it. Sure,
the music. Well, my grandkids really love the music.
Yeah.
Good point.
Mhm. Mhm.
The typical familial issues, you know,
mm-hmm.
only the favorites are looked at, and the not so favorites are the ones who aren't considered to have a gift or anything special get overlooked.
Mhm.
So yeah.
What's your favorite song? Just
typical,
tell us your,
typical
what's your favorite song?
Oh, my favorite song is the one, I can't remember her name, but when the strong chick is singing to her sister,
mm-hmm.
letting her know the stuff that she's going through. Yeah, that one.
Okay. Mine is, you know it, We Don't Talk About Bruno. Oh, my God. That's a hit. Oh, my God, that's a hit. Look,
are you gonna sing a part of it?
I was, but I don't think it's in my best interest to do it. I don't want to get sued or nothing. But listen, the kids come over, I'll tell you. They were over here, I forget what day that was. No, for the Super Bowl. We did a big Super Bowl party, right? And,
mm-hmm.
So we had to watch something before the Super Bowl came on, so we was watching that. And
mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, man, this song is coming up in this movie. I'm going to tell y'all right now it's going down, you know. And my favorite character was the dark-skinned Hispanic guy, right?
Uh-huh.
When
With
I say
really
that man can sing, yeah. When I say he can sing, he can sing. Oh, he's my favorite. But anyway. Yeah, I can't.
So
I feel like
character.
Busting out. Huh? I can't hear you.
Oh, I apologize. I said, who played his character?
I don't
who
know,
his
but
voice?
Let me Google
the character's voice.
Let's look. Let's look in Kanto. I got to say it like that. Cast. We're going to look at the cast. Let's see what's going down. Wait up. Oh, I'm a song it, girl.
Hey, you can sing it, you know. Just give your disclosure before you sing.
I'm trying not to do it. Trying not to do it. So whoever it was, let's say. Whoever it was. I see the cast right here, but they don't have pictures of the characters. But, and I don't remember what his name was. I know John Leguizamo played Bruno.
Really?
Yeah, he played Bruno. Yeah. Let me see. Maybe he played him.
Mm.
Am I right? Am I wrong?
Okay.
Hang on. Let me see. I found him. but I ain't never heard of him, though. Mauro Castello. It's M-A-U-R-O.
Mm-hmm.
C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O.
Oh, okay. Castillo. Okay, yeah, never heard of him. But I've heard of John Leguizamo.
Mm-hmm. When he started talking, I knew that was him. Anyway. All right. Well, I've had a good talk with you tonight. I'm going to let you get back to work and do a finishing up unpacking. So go ahead and sign off for us tonight.
Hey, y'all. I'm in and dipping out again. Hopefully I'll be dipping in again next Monday. But if not, no, that is not because I don't want to be here. It's because I am strung out. But I am glad that I was able to make it this evening. Y'all have a great rest of your week. And hopefully I will be here to see you next Monday. But I know Janice will.
Yep, that's right. We love y'all, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right, and remember, be a family no matter what.